Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we kick off our best of 2019 listener selections.
And what a better way to start than with an old friend from Louisville.
Yes, it's Nicole Koop's husband.
All right, Happy New Year, everyone. It's 2020.
Happy 2020, everybody. Happy
2020. And how's the dubbing and the mixtapes coming, Patrick?
Pretty good. Yeah? Pretty good, yeah. Be buying the tapes here soon and getting started.
That's right. Are we outsourcing that this year? Is it going offshore, maybe, kind of thing?
Yeah.
Or are these made in America?
They're Tenerife, out in the Canary Islands, weirdly enough. They have a big dubbing place out there.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm, okay, that's where we're going to send them.
Okay, so speaking of the mixtapes, they are the special annual Rock in the Suburbs mixtapes that we do with some favorite songs from the previous year. That's the name of this show, and I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll each have a side of like favorite songs, and there is a way that people can get those tapes mailed to them for free, which is that they call into our phone line and tell us about their favorite album or song from 2019. And we feature them on the show, and then we, as a reward, send them the tape, right?
And then all you got to do is crank it.
So do that. So call. Yeah. Call
612-440-1984.
We are still accepting those calls until the end of this week.
This week.
But this week, we're also kicking off featuring some of those calls. So
That's
you can hear what some people are doing.
Yeah.
You really only have to talk about one selection. Oh, here comes Shadow.
There he is.
Celebrating the new year. Hey. Hey, doggy. Hey. Yeah. All right. He's the third, the unofficial third host
that's right.
of the
Remember
podcast.
The thing. You'll hear some heavy panting.
Yeah,
it won't
right.
be me.
Yep. And there he goes. Okay. So what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So you really only have to make one selection. Just
that's
your favorite.
Correct.
That's really all we ask
that's
for.
That's what we're looking for. 2019.
Some people go above and beyond, and you're going to hear that starting with some of the calls that we're going to feature this week. Starting with a longtime listener, Adam Koop. So should we go to his selections right now?
Let's do it.
All right.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, it's the Coop. I'm calling to give you all my albums of the year for 2019. I looked at all the albums that came out this year, and I came up with 13, but I'm not going to give you all 13. What I am going to give you is my top five. So my number five album of the year is actually Billie Eilish, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Something that's in my wheelhouse, but I heard the song Bad Guy. I listened to the album, and man, it's a really solid album. There are vocal effects on every song, which I normally don't like, but the songs are just too good not to like the album. Number four, Cage the Elephant, Social Cues.
One. told and everything like we were never close. Don't you worry, baby, no sis trying to change it. I'ma strike these matches, never had control. I'm ready to let go, no words are fooling myself. I'ma spread these ashes, never had control. I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready to let go.
So I'm a Cage the Elephant fan. Or have been since their very first album, also they're from Kentucky. But this, in my opinion, is their best album since the 2011 Thank You, Happy Birthday. I haven't really cared for their last two albums all that much, but this one, they're right back to form. So apparently this is a very personal album, for them. I know the lead singer is going through a divorce, but the song Ready to Let Go has to be on the best songs of the year list. It's such a great song. Number three is the Pixies, Beneath the Eyrie. Album since reforming, and On Graveyard Hill is the first single off the album, and it's such a great song, such a great album. The Pixies are one of my favorite bands, and I've always threatened to do a Pixies episode with Jim. Maybe we can make that happen sometime. Number two, no surprise here, White Reaper, You Deserve Love, a second Kentucky band on my list. Love White Reaper. Got to see him twice this year. There's just such power pop goodness in this album. So I know they've had a couple singles released. One that hasn't been released as a single, but it's my favorite song on the album. It's called Saturday. It's just catchy, hooky, incredible rhythms.
Thank you much for calling me, but my
And then my number one album of the year, Rackin' Tours, Help Us Stranger. So it was their first album in 11 years. And I got to see them earlier this year at the Third Man Records show. I know there was an episode about that. But this album is just... Hey, Jim and Patrick, it's The Coop. I got cut off on going through my top five. So I'm going to pick it up with my number one album of the year, Rackin' Tours, Help Us Strangers. This shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. So it's the Rackin' Tours' first album in 11 years. This album is just... It's such a perfect blend of Brendan Benson's acoustic-driven, like, Americana folk-style music and Jack White's rock, raw rock guitars. So Bored and Raised is a perfect example of how their styles mix. It's a great album, start to finish. You know, I saw them earlier this year. There was an episode about it. Just got to see them at Third Man. But, yeah, that's Rackin' Tours, Help Us Strangers, my pick for album of the year. Again, thanks, guys. Thanks for everything you do for your fans. Thanks for everything you do for music. Keep up the good work. Thanks.
That was a great kickoff to this series, don't you think?
Beautiful. Love to hear from The Coop. It's really appropriate to kick off with him. He's such a great dude. Him and Nicole are so much fun to hang around with. I was lucky to spend some time with them this summer or this fall out in Louisville. So it's great to hear his picks. And as he said, definitely some of his favorites are right in his wheelhouse there.
First of all, I just love the sort of bigness of that song.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It just sort of explodes.
Great on headphones.
It's great. It sounds like sort of classic rock in sort of the best sense, right? When we talked about this band before, though, I didn't give enough attention to the contributions of Brendan Benson. I mean, he's a huge part of this group. I mean,
yeah,
it's really, it's really Jack White collaborating with Brendan. It's not just Jack White with a band, you know? Brendan Benson, he a fellow Detroiter.
Mm-hmm.
The other guys in the band in the Rackin' Tours are from the Greenhorns, which are they Cincinnati band? I want to say
might be. I'm not sure. Jack Lawrence, Patrick Keeler, bass and drums. I'm not sure.
Real quick,
yeah, the Greenhorns, yeah, and yeah, co-written. All these songs were co-written. Yeah.
Greenhorns, Cincinnati. So anyway. Anyone who's familiar with Brendan Benson's work, I have a couple of his records, his solo records. He's more of like a power pop kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do think that their styles mesh together really well because Jack White brings more of that kind of blues-based rock and then Brendan the more like kind of poppier stuff. And it really fits together well. And I think when a song really works, like that's a great example. It you can sort of hear both.
The flavor of both.
There, right.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And Coop said it right. You know, that is a, that's a really special kind of meld. You know what else I, just looking at this, I did not notice, which I think is pretty astounding. On the first week, this record sold 84,000 pure album sales, so physical copies. So that really shows Jack's people getting out there and supporting him right when a new thing comes out or pre-ordering one of the two. So that's great.
Totally. I think Jack White, as much as anyone, has really championed, you know, physical record sales. I mean, vinyl primarily, yeah. But they also, obviously, they press everything on CDs, but they also do cassettes now, too. So,
amazing.
But, you know, I think it's, yes, it's a testament to sort of the Jack White Third Man experience and brand that you have to have the thing,
exactly.
Right? It's not
yeah.
just, you know, it's the music, but it's also the experience
the
of how you play the music, yep. You know, is important yep. too. So anyway,
I hope all the turntable manufacturers of the world and also the record cleaning accessory people sent Jack a nice Christmas card or a nice fruit basket right. this holiday season.
So great picks. Thank you very much, Adam, for all your contributions.
Thanks, Coop.
Okay, so tomorrow we got another call
okay.
coming in. So as we mentioned, you can call 612-440-1984. And you can tell us about something great that you heard in the last year.
Yep.
And we'll send you the mixtape. All right, let's get out of here. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
And let's go Lou City FC. They won the title right. again, so got to support the
no,
team.
No, they
lost the title.
They got to the final.
They got to the final. Two
yes.
years in a row, they got to the final. That's fantastic.
3 years in a
Three
row.
3 years okay, in a row, they got to the final.
They won back-to-back.
Right.
And then they were runners-up.
They lost in the final this year.
This year, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Dang it.